This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
All right, it's Preakness Week. Tomorrow at 4, the 150th Preakness Stakes. We'll talk about it with Nick the Railbird coming up here. Also, be sure to join Brian Koziel. He'll be broadcasting live tomorrow from Batavia Downs, 2 to 5 p.m. And then you can celebrate Preakness with their 2025 Tacos and Tequila Fest. Sounds awesome. Inside the park, the Park Place Event Center, 5 to 7 p.m. Tickets are only $35, include tequila samplings, $20 for gaming free play, $5 wager to use on the Preakness, and complimentary taco bar. Visit BataviaDownsGaming.com to get your tickets while you still can. Nick the Railbird, now on the Wester Hotline as we talk the Preakness. Nick, thanks for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed the Derby. I'm sure you did.
I did. Unfortunately, didn't have the winner, but always great to watch. Great Triple Crown racing.
Looking back very quickly in the Derby, how big a surprise was Sovereignty winning?
Not huge, but enough where I just didn't think. I thought the off track was going to play more of a disadvantage to that horse, but kudos. A great ride, had a good trip, and a nice payout, $18.
So, Nick, as we change gears now and talk to the Preakness, is the biggest storyline not having Sovereignty in this race? How surprising is that, and how impactful on the odds is it?
Yeah, it's difficult. A 2 weeks rest. You're going back many, many years. Obviously, it's historic in nature that the Triple Crown has always been 2 weeks at, or the Triple Crown's racing 2 weeks, then 3 weeks between the Belmont. It just goes to show you that it's difficult for horses, and the Triple Crown isn't what it used to be, the way it's set up. And it's a big surprise, but the owners and the connections are willing to skip it, and I understand completely. But and that'll lead us to why I think journalism will hit the board, but maybe not the top choice with only 2 weeks rest.
Okay, because journalism was the favorite at the Kentucky Derby and the betting favorite again for the Preakness. So in terms of your thought process, why do you not maybe love journalism then in this race?
Listen, he had an excuse. He got bumped real hard. If you watch the replay out of the gate, Citizen Bull knocked him pretty good out of the gate. He got sent back. He ran a great race. He got the jump on the leaders, and he just lost to a better horse. But that 2 week, rest in between, I think is gonna end up, hurting him, and that's why he will be my second choice and not my first choice, especially being the favorite. He'll be at probably 6-7-5 in the betting when it's all said and done.
Are you looking then at some of these horses that did not race in the Derby as someone you like for Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. In the top choice is River Thames, the 6-horse. He's never won a graded stake, but he's hit the board numerous times. He's a stalker, which you got to have some early speed in the Preakness. And there's a new trend that may be emerging. Now, here's an interesting fun fact. six of the last eight Preakness winners have skipped the Kentucky Derby, including the last five have skipped and won. So I'm going to say it's a trend that says, hey, look, 2 weeks rest is tough, so I'm going to take River Thames with Irad Ortiz Jr. Is my top choice and probably second or third choice in a decent price.
Nick, how much did the rain impact the Kentucky Derby when it was all said and done, do you think?
It did. A lot. That track was really a quagmire. It was horrid. It was the races before, you've got to run. As much as you had to find the right piece of the track. And they were in the middle of the track when they came down the wire, you know, the Rispoli and the jockeys nowhere to be. You're going to have some, right today, it's going to be raining pretty good in Pimlico for the Black Eyed Susan. They're expecting an inch of rain today. It's supposed to dry out and be partly cloudy tomorrow, about mid-80s. So I think the track will have some moisture in it, but I do think by 7 p.m. it'll be a fast track for this particular race. So I think, you know, we'll talk about a couple other horses real quick. Sandman did not like the going in the Derby, right? That colt has a good closing kick if there's a speed duel up front. I think he hated the track, and I think he's going to hit the board if it's a dry surface come Saturday.
Are there any deeper long shots that you like for tomorrow?
The only horse that I could see maybe surprising everybody is this Gosker, and that's the nine horse, Luis Saez. Really lightly raced, just to have won at Keeneland, Lexington, and a grade three. And I like that horse to be maybe a long shot that hits the board. But right now I'm looking at the six, River Thames, two, Journalism, and my third choice, goal-oriented, fourth, Sandman. You could interchange those two. But if you stick with the 6-2-1, I think you're gonna probably be in the running to cash a ticket.
Okay, so 6-2-1, that would be your overall, that's your favorite for tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then not to move forward too quickly from this, but some of these horses that are skipping tomorrow at the Preakness, are you going to expect them back at the Belmont? How will that work?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Yeah, I think you will. I think you're going to see them jump back in. Remember, it's at Saratoga for the second year in a row. It's only it's not at the mile and a half. It's at a mile and a quarter. Not as taxing as it normally would be. So I think they're going to come back, and it's going to be an interesting Belmont Stakes for sure.
All right, Nick the Railbird. The Belmont Stakes, as a reminder, is not for not until June 4th. So June 4th through 8th. So we've got the Preakness tomorrow. Nick, thanks again for hopping on, and the 6, the 2, and the 1. So thanks for jumping on with us.
You got it. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. Again, Brian Kozio will be at Batavia Downs tomorrow, 2 to 5. And again, tacos, tequila, horse racing. Can't beat it. So check it out. And again, the bet he likes is the 6 horse, the 2 horse, and the 1 horse. For tomorrow at the Preakness. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off today. We put a poll up at WGR 550. I'm very interested in the results of this. Just kind of picking apart the mentality, the mindset of a Bills fan going into this year and just, you know, what's around them. And the poll, because we kind of just stumbled on this when me and Sal were power ranking the quarterbacks last hour, that we got faced with a decision like right away in the power rankings. I wasn't even thinking about that. Mahomes, Burrow, and Jackson. So Josh put a poll up at WGR 550. Biggest challenge on the Bills' schedule this season. I'm actually surprised in how it's been voted that Lamar Jackson is 39%. That's the leader.
Oh, I just clicked it, by the way. I clicked it, and because I clicked it, we have exactly 550 votes. I just wanted to say that right
now.
Oh,
I love that. Exactly. We should stop it right there.
Maybe, right?
But first, you can, only first get in, 550.
There you go. But okay, now it's up to 586. So go ahead there to WGR 550 on Twitter and vote. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
So this might not be updated, the 586, but whatever. 39% are saying Lamar Jackson, biggest challenge. 31% Burrow. 29% Mahomes. Is it interesting at all? What's the most interesting part of that? One that Mahomes
is third.
Finishes third? Okay, because I was even kind of curious that Jackson finishes first when... Don't Bills fans kind of puff their chest out a little bit with the Bills and Jackson? Because he's not played clean games against them.
Yep, I think that is surprising. It feels like to me that the people just don't want to vote for Mahomes, for whether it's legitimate or not legitimate reasons, Bills fans doing that. And maybe the Jackson and Burrow crowd is kind of just, it's more about an anti-Mahomes than it is maybe pumping one of them as number one, if that makes sense.
It also could be, you know, and the way we frame it, it's about the regular season because it's what's on their schedule. Mahomes, I mean, it has been a minute since he's looked unstoppable in games. He's got there. He's won his games. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They have won the Super Bowl. He has made clutch plays down the stretch of games. You know, it's what kind of has made them annoying is there have been all these games where they kind of look asleep on offense for 2.5 quarters, but then they change a gear, and in the fourth quarter when they need to make a play, there's Mahomes to make it. But I guess like Burrow's putting up these crazy numbers and Jackson is putting up these crazy highlights along with the numbers, and Josh is jumping over people and he's chucking the ball down the field to Ty Johnson for touchdowns. And like, I guess for 2 years, Mahomes hasn't... Is it just that it doesn't look the same? Is that maybe what's happening here too? That the Mahomes' gameplay doesn't look as sexy maybe as the other three in the last couple seasons?
Maybe. I mean, they haven't protected him as well either, though. I mean, that's probably part of it, right? I mean, now obviously they haven't protected Burrow. We know that nearly. But Burrow, he doesn't do the off-script stuff like Mahomes. And even though he's not protected as much, he stays in the pocket and he can still throw some dimes. I agree. It's probably because of the way it's looked a little bit. The receivers, he doesn't have quite the receiving core since Tyreek Hill has left, obviously, here and there. They've had some guys. So has Travis Kelce, but that's part of it as well.
Yeah. There is... There's an interesting, you know, not dilemma. I'll be curious to see what the receivers look like this year. Because I think it could be better. I mean, if Rashee Rice is back, but he might get suspended. Mm. In fact, he should get suspended. I think he will. And then if Hollywood Brown could stay healthy, like, they could be pretty good at receiver, but I wouldn't assume that. You know,
they also drafted Royal, right?
Jalen Royals in the fourth round. Mm-hmm. Yep, they added him. They're all kind of flimsy, though. And one good breakdown I saw from, it might have been Matt Harmon, actually. Matt Harmon was going through all the rookie receivers, is Xavier Worthy was actually surprisingly really good against zone and bad against man coverage last year.
Interesting.
And a lot of his success came from Andy Reid using him the exact same way he used Rashee Rice the year before. Like in the slot, get him on the right matchups, find the soft spot in zones, kind of back teams off of the speed on top of it, get him the ball in short space. What happens when Rice comes back? One of the two, I mean, if that's true and that they were playing a very similar role 1 year to the next, well, if they're both healthy and on the field at the same time, one of them can't play that. One of them has to do something else. You know, maybe line up out wide more often and be more of a man beater and a field stretcher, which is what we thought Worthy was going to be. But I don't know how that's going to look when all those guys get back on the field for them. So, we got to go to Extendo Sports. When we come back, I've got two things for you in extendo. One, there's a former Bill that has made comments about returning this year. And if you don't follow the account Bill's Muse on Twitter, I think it's from the site StatMuse, they asked ChatGPT to predict the Bills season. And everything kind of looks pretty tame, like 13 wins. That looks acceptable. Josh Allen puts up big numbers. James Cook, like 1,200 yards. Nothing super crazy. There's one stat line, only one that I saw in this whole ChatGPT projection that is like, whoa, wait, what? You have what for what guy? I want to get Sal's reaction to that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.